This is your Glacier Markets Farm report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 355 for Tuesday, April 22nd. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is on the rebound Tuesday morning with help from comparable oils. Chicago's oil and Malaysian palm oil are higher, while crude oil followed equities lead and is making gains. However, European rapeseed is lower. The Canadian dollar is down more than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Monday's close. The July canola contract is up $7.70 per ton at $673.10. In the U.S., corn is negative, soybeans are positive, and wheat is mixed. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported on Monday that corn exports totaled 1.702 million tons during the weekend of April 17th, down 7% from the previous week and up 2.5% from the same week last year. So far this marketing year, exports totaled 39.22 million tons, 29% above last year. The USDA also reported the U.S. corn crop was 12% planted as of April 20th, 2 points ahead of the five-year average. Emergence was in line with expectations at 2%. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier raised his Brazilian corn crop forecast by 3 million tons at 125 million and the Argentine forecast by 2 million tons at 48 million. The July corn contract is down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.85. U.S. soybean exports totaled 550,924 tons last week, down 0.7% from the week before and 24.2% above the same week last year. Marketing year shipments are at 42.67 million tons, up 10.9% from last year. The U.S. soybean crop was 8% planted as of Sunday, ahead of the five-year average of 5%. Iowa's crop is 11% planted, compared to a 3% average. Cordonnier raised his Argentine soybean production estimate by 1 million tons at 49 million. The July soybean contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $10.43. A total of 510,250 tons of U.S. wheat were shipped for export last week, down 16.6% from the previous week, but 13.3% above the same week last year. Marketing year shipments are 18.81 million tons, up 14.4% from last year. Crop progress for U.S. spring wheat was 17% planted last week, compared to the five-year average of 12%. In South Dakota, 50% of the crop has been planted. Emergence nationwide was normal at 2%. The U.S. winter wheat crop was 15% headed, 2 points ahead of normal. But winter wheat ratings were down 2 points at 45% good to excellent. The July Chicago wheat contract is unchanged at $5.52 U.S. per bushel. The July Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $5.63. The July Minneapolis spring wheat contract is unchanged at $6.14 U.S. per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, April 22nd. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.